Hi, and welcome to the Minister Goff podcast. Today we're going to be doing a short Bible reading and to prove the point that everyone interprets the Bible differently. So let's get started. Just going to go in my notes. Samsung Notes. I have a Samsung phone. Lesson plan one. Luke 1:17, New International Version, NIV. From 17 it says, "And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit, in the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Galatians 2:19-21, New International Version, NIV, 19. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself, who loved me and gave himself for me. 21. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if the righteous could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Exodus 20:16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So let's go through the lesson. So it says here, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit of the power of Elijah. Elijah is the one that had, no, I'm thinking of Ezekiel. But Elijah had great power in the Bible. That's why he was a prophet. To turn the hearts of parents to their children in the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. So that means if you are doing wrong, eventually you grow up, you realize, and then you become a part of the kingdom of God. Meaning that you are now righteous, but before you were not, because you didn't follow the rules of God. For through the law, I died to the law, so I may live for God, means we are kingdom people first. So I die for the law. Died through the law, I die to the law, which means you follow the rules and you die following the rules as well as kingdom people first. I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live. That means you live for the king first. The life I now live is in the body. I live by faith in the Son of God. Saying the same thing I just said, but now he, because he follows the law, he dies for it as a martyr. Dies a believer. And he shows his faith to Christ doing so. And Christ lives within him to be a kingdom person first. I do not set aside the grace of God, for righteousness could be gained through the law. Christ died for nothing. So if you set aside the grace of God, he's saying, then Christ would have died for nothing. But if you don't set aside the grace of God, then you're not dying for nothing. He did not die for nothing, sorry. You You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is a commandment. So the lesson today is how it connects to the rest of it. Are you dying through the law to the law if you but bear a false witness to your neighbor? I don't think so. You're setting aside the grace of God. So, those who bear false witness against their neighbors are sinners, and they eventually become righteous once they admit the wrong way and repent and reconcile. So, on top of that, the oneness of God is a great thing. He is the King, He is the Son, He is the Holy Spirit. Three essences, one God, and the oneness of God is the oneness of God. The Trinity is not the Trinity if it's the oneness of God. But, I mean, if they're all God, like, how I can be a child, an adult, and then a pastor, you know, I'm a child to my parents, I'm an adult to the kids, and I'm a pastor, which means I should be a good example. I do not bear false witness against my neighbors. And neither should you. Thank you and good night.